Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Lara Lanamy.
And I'm Andy Shilton. And coming up on today's show, Sasky 5.
She's talking to LGBT mums today.
Western Supermare Pride.
We'll be live with them, but today they'll be live with us, with all the details.
And our regular news mag.
Terry is here covering your most talked about stories with us.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, one and all. How are we all?
I'm good. What special day is it today?
Well, I wonder.
I do not know.
Do you know the song?
I do know this song. I feel like the listeners know this song, so...
Is it, we can have a sing-along?
Oh, no, not quite now. Let's calm that down.
we have to say a very happy birthday to our one and only Steffi.
Our favourite Steffi. Happy birthday! Thank you, everyone.
Are you having a nice day, especially with this heat?
It's awful, the heat, but it's still enjoyable to be 66. And I've now got a new Zimmer.
Ah, I hope
yeah,
so.
Brand new one. This one's chrome plated.
Oh, you pimped it out.
I did, and carbon fibre bottoms.
Oh.
Doesn't everyone like carbon fibre bottoms?
Who doesn't like a carbon fibre bottom?
Terry likes carbon fibre bottoms, judging by that laugh.
Did you put Go Faster stripes on it, though?
No.
What, on the carbon fibre bottoms?
No. Yeah. No, I was thinking about putting stripes across my body so that when I'm on it, I go faster.
Oh, nice.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Happy birthday, happy birthday Both I and Hannah's voices aren't exactly X Factor worthy, we know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's harsh.
I think, well, okay, I'm not gonna name names, but you know, you are no Beyonce, my lovely.
I said cat's claws out there.
I was going to say.
Meow. It's got to be done, though, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It's fine. Got to be... I can take it, no problem.
I bet you can.
Yep.
Anyway, what's on today? Whoa, actually, no, the weather...
Hang on, you just read out what's on today.
No, I know.
That was 3 minutes ago. She's forgotten already.
I mean, I'm kind of channeling Steffi in the whole memory loss kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, at least
I'm glad
know
you're
what's
sat over there,
show.
Lara. Yeah.
I think you carry on, Lara. Like... You might end up with a carbon fibre bottom. Oh.
Wouldn't mind that.
Anyway, happy birthday from all of us at Shout Out.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll go have a drink afterwards.
I mean, at least it's been sunny today. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Sunny. I mean, you're sweating in places you never knew existed, but on the flip side
thanks
of that...
Thanks for sharing.
I've now got some real vivid... I really didn't want to have presenting with you tonight, Laura.
No, I know you did, Andy. That's why I put it in
really
your mind. Oh, no. Well, there you go. It's out there now. Everyone
I
knows.
Don't know. Carbon fibre bottoms and...
Sweating in places you didn't know existed. I know. Yeah.
And all I need now is a clip of Hannah with something swinging into her mouth and we're done, really.
I just drifted off thinking about how you can now buy coolers for your bras if you've got big boobs.
Yeah. Oh, I might put those...
Well, as in air coolers, or
as in you put them in the freezer and then they go into your
Lord.
Bra.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't that like freeze your nipples though?
That's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm not questioning it right
that
now.
That is the thrill, I guess.
Kink.
Everyone's got their own kink, innit? That's mine.
Oh, dear. Ice cubes will work just as well. But.
I mean, ice cubes are wet, though. You don't want something wet, you want something cool, so...
Don't they actually do... Isn't that a thing?
What?
Nipples.
What?
Frozen nipples. They actually sell them.
It's a name for something. Like a drink, I think. No, is
that's
it?
That's a slippery nipple. That's a slippery nipple.
Yeah. It's a cocktail.
Yeah. And by the way, it's gel, just to make that clear. It's like a gel bra that you freeze and then put in your bra.
We're
doing
I like
a lot of
idea.
Gestures right now that you can't see because it's radio.
It's a bit late now because it's going to be 22 degrees tomorrow. So
But you know what the British weather's like. Yeah. Give it a week, it could be 40 for all we know.
Well, the UK, like that, 22 is hot for the UK people.
Yeah,
like that's like, oh my God, it's too hot. So, you know, I still feel like we're going to need the coolers.
at some point, or some kind of system.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you get one and try it out? And if it works, we'll stick it in Terry and Steffi's Make You Gay box.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a live road test.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do that.
On air and share it with our listeners.
Uh-huh. I think everyone will be pleased to see that situation.
Don't worry, listeners. I'm in control. I won't let that on the earth. Should we have a little bit of sanity and go catch up with Sasky?
Yes.
Dusty Five. Oh, yes. I am excited about this interview more than ever, usually, because I have got with me someone who organises a group that is very close to my heart. And we're talking about parenting this week, LGBT plus parenting. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce one of the chiefs of the LGBT Mummies tribe, Laura Rose. Laura, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm loving seeing everything that you guys are doing on Instagram. So exciting.
Oh, thank you.
It's really great, isn't it? So listen, tell us a bit more about LGBT Mummies Tribe, which I love the name, by the way. Why did you decide to start it?
We had adult trouble. We started trying for adult about 6 years ago, six, 7 years ago, and we didn't really have anyone to speak to about where to go for advice on sperm donors, sperm banks, clinics, etc. We just didn't know anyone, so we were trying to use Google. We met a lady and she gave us a bit of advice, but other than that, there was a lot of things that we just learnt along the way. And as we had Dottie and then we had Stanley, I was getting constantly contacted by other women who were in the same situation as us, wanting to have kids but didn't know how to or where to go, and didn't have any friends that had children. So they wanted to meet other mums, other couples that were trying for kids. So that's why, because in the end it was getting so frequent, I was like, there's not really one central point to get all that information from, or even build a community of friends with children like ours.
That's great. So with that, but I mean, you've now got over 7,000 followers. I mean, hats off, that's amazing. You know, when people go there to your, you know, I've seen it obviously on Instagram, you've got lots of different Insta stories, different categories and stuff, but for a meetup as an example, what sort of thing can people expect?
Well, we had our first meetup last year and we had over 90 attend, which was absolutely amazing. We've got already, after 2 weeks of releasing the date in September, we've got over 90 already. We had characters there. We had Tangled and Batman last year. We had LGBT Mummies Tribe cupcakes. We had goodie bags. We had information about different brands that were either LGBT plus brands for families like mums and children, or that were allies. So we had loads of different information, discount codes,
toys,
we had loads of stuff there, and then people could eat there. And the park was an adventure park, so there was rope climbing, there's all sand pits and stuff. So after the families went round, so it was an amazing day. And a lot of mums come over and said, you know, it's great to actually meet other families and connect and make friends. And some of them have gone on to be really good friends, so it's really nice to see.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing. I mean, as a lesbian mum myself, and I'm a separate lesbian mum, not that that's a sad story, because it's, you know, but it's just what it is. But what I mean by that is sometimes it can be quite isolating, especially if you're not in a couple. And I can remember, my son's 9 now, but I can remember him being younger, and at that point there wasn't that much visibility, you know, the social media hadn't blown up the way it has now. And in terms of connecting, I knew some people, but obviously as I've grown and gone along my own journey, I've met more LGBT parents. But to have something like this is so important for visibility and networks, you know, because also I think it's great for the kids. You know, because in terms of like worrying about bullying in schools and stuff like that, you know, you're building a network so kids don't know that, or feel rather, that they're not alone, they're not the only LGBT people with LGBT plus parents, and that's okay, they're not different, they're just part of another part of society that makes
that
up a family.
We wanted our children to know that there were other children out there like them, that they could have friends, like make friends with, and now we've got a group of friends or with children. And another woman that's in a similar situation to yours, and her child is friends with our child. So it's nice to have that connectivity, so they're not like, oh, hold on, your family looks like my family, your family is the same as me, so that when she does go to school and she is the only child with two mums, she has that other network outside of school where she feels comfortable and she feels part of something.
Yeah,
so it's really important.
No, it really is. I mean, this is the other thing that's going to bring it on, isn't it? You know, we've had a lot lot in the press around LGBT plus education in schools, people for it, people not for it, unfortunately. I mean, why do you think that is? Why do you think in 2019 we've still got issues around LGBT plus education in schools from some people?
I think that when people think about education about the LGBT plus community in the schools, they assume it's about sex.
Yeah,
it's
about sex education. I totally agree.
As an adult, that the way they view our community is that all we are about is sex and what we do, because it obviously interests people so much. but when it comes down to it, all it is about teaching them and getting rid of that ignorance at a young age, acceptance.
Yeah.
So this is a mum and a dad. This is a dad on his own. This is a mum on his own. This is two mums or two dads or a grandparent.
Yeah.
So many different forms of a family now that's, you know, it is acceptable and it should be accepted by all. And the problem is that if you teach children at a very young age, they will grow up accepting and seeing it as norm, like Dottie's classmates, they all see it as normal. They go, well, you've got two mums, you're so
regular,
lucky I've got two mums.
Yeah,
but when it comes to the parents, they grew up in society in a time and a generation where it wasn't accepted. Certain religions that still don't accept it to this day. So they go, oh no, you know, I don't, they feel, and it is their right, that they should be the ones educating their children about the differences in the world, which is fine. But at the same time, if it's taught at like a proper neutral level of this age appropriate to this child, then they will, you know, it's different families. That's it.
No, exactly. Yeah, and I totally agree. It is all about education and it's age appropriate education. And you're right, often, unfortunately, people go to sex. But I think parents, a lot of the time, parents need education around LGBT plus inclusive education, just so they can, you know, they haven't got to worry about all these preconceived ideas about what that is. So very quickly,
they don't understand it, do they?
They don't.
Think it's going to be a certain thing. If they sat there and had a meeting with the school and said, this is what we're going to teach your children, we wanted to show you first, that eradicates that ignorance and that understanding comes through. And it's like, okay, because we did a campaign with Stonewall and we were their same-sex family for their 30th year anniversary.
Yeah.
So we're on all the billboards
as
a same-sex family for Section 28 for the repeal of teaching in schools. So it is really, really important that that visibility is out.
Yeah, no, definitely. Great. Listen, what I'm going to have to say to you, Laura Rose, is that we unfortunately are running out of time and I could talk to you all day long about this. and I will be catching up with you, I'm sure, at some point soon. But listen, very quickly, where can people find you on social media?
We are the LGBT Mummies Tribe on Instagram. We're just on Instagram at the moment. We're having our website built. But we've got another meet in September, on the 1st of September, Sunday, 12 till 3 in Essex. Check out the post, and if you want to come, drop us a message, there's loads coming.
Yay! Well, listen, I hope to be there with bells on. I want to meet all these other LGBT plus mummies because it's such an amazing cause. But thank you so much, Laura Rose, and we will catch you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I love that.
Higher Love.
I love that song. I feel like I have a higher love now.
And that's Whitney Houston and Kygo. Obviously, Whitney Houston is
no longer with
from
us.
From previous, but that is a new release in the charts at the moment. Been around for a little bit.
It's good though, I love it. It's very summery.
But you were saying it was written by someone else, was it?
Yes, it's by Stevie Winwood originally. 1986 release.
Well, I do remember the original,
Very
good cover, good cover. Much more soulful, I think, than the original.
It's like
it's more rocky.
Like her most famous song, isn't it? That was a cover of Dolly Parton, so.
Yeah, that's right, Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You,
It was. I remember that as a kid though. It got to a point you were like, okay. If I hear that song one more time.
Whitney Houston's or Dolly Parton?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
It was a massive smash.
Huge.
It was bigger.
Back in the days when a number one could stay in the charts for a year if it chose to.
Yeah.
So.
Was it Brian Adams, wasn't it? I do it for you. That was number one for about 4 months, I think.
Really?
It was 19 weeks on the chart as number one. And they actually stopped publishing it and stopped pressing the singles to get it off the number one slot.
Wow.
It was the only way they could get it off of number one.
Yeah, they weren't the only one. Was it? No, it wasn't Boys to Men. There was another group that was
similar. Love Is All Around
That
You.
That was
1994.
That was a huge
such an expansive knowledge.
18 weeks on the chart, that one. So it's the second.
But can you imagine? I mean, bearing in mind this is in the days before like iTunes and Spotify and the internet, so almost everybody heard music through the TV or through the radio.
Yeah, they did.
Every time you turned it on, that song was playing. Yeah. You do get to a point after 18 weeks, you're like, please, please.
I mean,
stop.
They do that to some, like, even on the radio now, they exhaust songs.
Yeah, I think recently
it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Adele is probably, I love her, but my goodness, that was played so many times.
Especially when we were younger, I definitely think those 90s songs, like, they've definitely had them on repeat, like Justin Timberlake and all that stuff.
Very
like,
much so.
I never got rid of them, so.
Anyway,
he didn't go solo till 2001. Justin Timberlake didn't go solo till 2001.
And then he was like, NSYNC? Bye, bye, bye.
Yes, he was NSYNC.
Yes, hands.
Good one.
You did it.
Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 25th of July.
The LGBT political class has been busy discussing the much-predicted election of Boris Johnson as leader of the Conservative Party and therefore the new Prime Minister. Now, for those listeners based overseas who are unfamiliar with the medieval strangeness of the British parliamentary system, you need to know that currently the Conservative Party, with a special arrangement with the Democratic Unionists in Northern Ireland, holds a tiny working majority in the House of Commons and therefore gets to form the government of the day. Mr. Johnson has caused some consternation with his often ill-advised comments about various groups in society. According to one gay newswire, he once, perhaps rather stupidly, referred to gay men as bum boys. However, on the other hand, when Mayor of London, Mr. Johnson did intervene to prevent a Christian evangelical group from placing posters on the London Underground Network touting the non-existent benefits of gay reprogramming therapy, a fringe quackery usually associated with fundamentalist religious circles. He rightly concluded that such an advertisement would constitute hateful provocation against people's right to live their lives in peace. So, it seems that Mr. Johnson is as variable and perhaps unpredictable as the current political climate invites. It's also perhaps salutary to reflect on an address given by the commentator Andrew Pearce, a gay conservative who regularly appears on BBC's Newsnight and on the Sky News channel. At a conference of gay health activists some years ago, Mr. Pearce acknowledged that many Conservative Party activists on the ground were quite on the extreme right. However, the beauty of the parliamentary party, he said, was that such people are not allowed near the levers of power, and he concluded that LGBT people have nothing to fear from the government.
There continues to be much mirth online at the fulminations of the organisers of a straight pride event in Boston, according to the popular newswire Pink News. The group behind Straight Pride, which is expected to be a desultory affair similar to previous attempts to organise heterosexual supremacist events, has already been forced to stop using the likeness of actor Brad Pitt on their publicity, after the Hollywood star learned that their misappropriation of his image. Then they started, completely illegally it might be added, to claim that Netflix might be their new sponsor. The popular streaming service yesterday served a powerful cease and desist order, demanding that all mention of their reputable organisation was removed from the group's website. Not only that, Netflix issued a statement saying that they did not stand for the use of their logo or corporate identity for the purposes of hate. In a churlish response, the organisers of the Straight Pride event, who are known white supremacist activists, claimed that Netflix were anti-heterosexual. This elicited many condemnations online, with one person remarking, yeah, because you heterosexuals are persecuted and executed in countries like Meanwhile, other commentators said that LGBT people should consider supporting Netflix to show their appreciation for firm's principal stance.
In music news, the famous former pirate station and now legal AM broadcaster Radio Caroline has reminded its listeners that it was exactly 52 years ago this Wednesday that the Beatles manager, the impresario and music genius Brian Epstein, who was also gay, contributed his signature to the prominent and famous full-page advertisement in the Times newspaper calling for the legalisation of cannabis. Today, cannabis is still illegal in the United Kingdom, a half a century on from the hippie movement that advocated its legal introduction. A Bristol-based charity called Transform advocates the legalisation of all drugs and the treatment of people with problematic drug use as patients rather than criminals. The gay police chief Brian Paddock in Lambeth pursued a policy of tolerance for cannabis possession during the old decade, but was pilloried for it by right-wing papers such as The Telegraph and The Daily Mail.
The national gay radio station Gaydio says that the new HIV infection rates amongst gay and bisexual men in the capital are down by a staggering 40% over the last year. In an advertisement run on the station's streaming services, listeners are told that with the additional effort, we can all take that number down towards zero. And we would like to add that you can take treatment such as PEP if you think you have been exposed to the HIV virus. Thanks to the activism and efforts of the LGBT population, we may finally see what former US President Barack Obama said was possible within a few generations, namely a post-HIV world.
Good news indeed. And we stay with communications news, but this time over to the trans media, as we know that our friends over at Trans Radio UK have had a natty new makeover. The online station transmits around the clock and has a steadily growing roster of presenters, all of whom hail from the trans women's, the trans men's, gender non-binary or gender queer communities. The new website is easier to navigate and includes profiles of presenters, space for a regularly updated blog and a much easier to use web player. The station has teamed up with Mermaids, a national charity that supports trans youth, and it will be represented at Reading Pride and Leeds Pride later this summer. If you listen to them, there is more on offer than the music we normally hear on the LGBT scene. There is punk, metal and dark wave, easy listening, oldies in requests. So we say well done to all involved.
Top Flight piercing studio Holy Skin have been in touch to say that they are launching an all-female team to specialise in piercings and tattoos for women. The Bristol-based business has been advertising with the LGBT community for years and is reported to be efficient, friendly and genuinely interested in the needs of their gay and trans clientele, unlike one of their competitors who are known to be homophobic. So be sure to be selective when you are getting pierced.
For all these news stories and many more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Hans Peregrine
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
So I've got to ask, do you write these purposely so that we get like sound bites of Hannah saying silly things every time she presents?
Hannah gets the best ones, didn't she? I mean, last week she was able to call Anne Widdecombe a pompous old windbag, yeah. And I thought that was quite wonderful. And she did it so beautifully as well.
We have one before where you got to like really slack off to people having their straight pride. Oh, do you remember?
Yes, ages ago, yeah, yeah, and, straight pride, and then today again, straight pride.
Yeah,
really did. What was that? I love the way you delivered that.
It was beautifully done.
He was like so disappointed.
You got the intonation precisely right.
Literally.
But no overseas names, because sometimes we've had some quite difficult names like Hebrew or Punjabi
which
and things.
To be fair,
Chinese.
You're very good done, at when we
so
have
I
those,
usually take yeah. those.
Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to be talking all about Western Supermare Pride next. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
So liking that one then, are we, Lara?
Yeah, that was a jam. Yeah. I love that one. I have it on my actual playlist, yeah. So well done.
That's called Piece of Your Heart by Medusa.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually glad at the songs that you're presenting me today.
Yeah.
Andy, like I'm impressed.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, I do.
Got them coming up.
Sorry,
later
who are
too.
You?
I'm Hans Peregrine, Shout Out radio news presenter and researcher.
I know. He was asking me. Yeah, no, Imagine Dragons are great. Like, I love them.
Oh, dear. And well, coming back, I think it's been, well, no, it wasn't a year. We spoke to you since the last Pride, didn't we?
I think you have. A couple of months ago, were we here? Yeah.
A very warm welcome back to Nigel and friend who I forgot to write your name down.
Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. Hi. So, we are literally, what are we? We're 2 days away.
We are 48 hours. I'm worn out.
I bet you are. I can't imagine.
And especially, I'm guessing you're trying to set up in this heat as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we haven't done the setting up yet, but we're just going around dishing out tickets for the sponsors and what have you, making sure we've got all the banners and all the different bits and bobs that we want to put on site. So, yeah, happy days. We got there and we arrived here with you, so I'm happy.
So glad to have you. So
nice to be here.
What are you excited most about? Like, what are you looking forward to most?
Me, honestly.
Oh, God.
For me, it's got to be the after party.
Yeah.
The Winter Gardens tropical after party with special guest Sian Evans. Mm-hmm. And we've got the wonderful ADHD coming over to host.
We have.
Claire Curtis, DJ. an awesome DJ that we found, and she pumps out some tunes. Mutual Vibes are doing the last slot at the after party, aren't they? And of course, our wonderful host, Miss Fanny Burns.
Lovely. And of course, we have a little bit of news as well, because this will be the first year that Shout Out is broadcasting the whole thing live. Well, we're doing the Saturday this year, aren't we?
Yes.
Because it's obviously a two-day thing the whole weekend. But we will be there broadcasting from midday through till late, exclusively on Wave, which is formerly Western Supermare Radio, which is online. So join us online for that. We'll be changing the Shout Out radio player as well, so that you can listen via our website too, but it's not going out on the other stations. Apologies if you're listening on those, but it's a first, so
I'm
very excited about it though.
It's going to be cool. Great to have
you there. So great. Yes, can't wait. So what on the day, so who's performing? Just do you want to give us a quick,
do you want to go for it, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the Saturday we have our headliner Amelia Lilly.
I can't believe it,
it's fantastic. We have the Lipinski brothers, Ross Alexander, we have Susanna D, Hazel Dean, Sean Smith, Lavoie, and our Western drag race winner Foxy will also be performing.
Brilliant. So we've got quite a packed show then.
Yeah, absolutely.
What time does it start then? So what are you doing, a whole parade? And
yeah, so the parade's starting from Night Stone Island. We're sort of telling people to get there around 11.
Yeah.
We've got a shuttle bus coming from the train station straight down to Night Stone Island. We're setting off from there about 11:30. We're going to acknowledge Stonewall on the parade.
Brilliant.
And it's taking back to the roots, isn't it? It's the protest, it's the visibility, it's really important in the community. I'm really passionate around the parade. And then landing in Grove Park for about 12:30. And then the main stage opens on the Saturday at 1:00.
It's about an hour's walk, the parade, is it?
We're not going to rush, you know. We're not getting any.
No, can't rush. got a shimmy, haven't we?
You've got a stream, you've got twerk, you've got a dance, like I was doing. Exactly. Who can join the parade? Can anyone? Is it one of those things, or do you have to be part of an organisation?
No, not at all. So we're asking people to register online, so wsmpride.com, just so we can sort of gauge the numbers. I think at our last viewing on the numbers, we're up to about 1,000, which isn't bad for a little seaside town or a little small town pride.
Excellent, it's excellent.
Anybody can join in. Just come and, if you can't get registered online, then just come and be part of it. And let's all join in together.
Your LGBT flag.
Yes.
Can we ask you a question that we were asking everyone during the previous pride? What does pride mean to you?
What does pride mean to me?
Other than a lot of hard work. I mean, as in the actual meaning of the day.
I don't know. It's an inner thing, isn't it? Once you're part of your community and walking as part of the community and being visible, for me, it just gives a sense of, this is me and I'm proud of who I am today. And, it's a very personal thing, isn't it? So it means a lot of things to different people. For me, it's that inner peace. Here I am. Yes, I am a gay man, and this is how it is.
I don't know if you're experiencing the same with Western Supermare Pride. One of the things that we found that was lovely was the number of youngsters now starting to acknowledge the fight that went on for the rights they've got today. There are a lot of the younger members of the community we've been speaking to about Pride over the last few months, where it's kind of been Pride season, who've actually been saying and acknowledging it's not a party, as much as it looks like a party. It is a celebration of equality, but it's also a remembrance of a worse time where they had to fight for the things that we take for granted these
That's
days.
That's exactly it, Andy, isn't it? And the struggles that have gone on over the last 50 years, you've only got to ask the older generations just what that looks like. And I'm, 51-year-old gay man. I've experienced these struggles. But say if you ask somebody who is, say, 70, the struggles in their lifetime are even more so. Mm. And it's lovely when you get the youngsters, who want to learn about it. And so we're Western Supermare are going to create an education area where we are telling that story.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And that's what we've done at Western Museum also. The town council are giving us a space, and the story of Stonewall is within it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because it is potentially possible in the next 20 years we could lose a lot of that story because we lose those generations.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I think if, you know, the youngsters start engaging with it now and the importance of acknowledging Stonewall, then, you know, the protest must always continue.
Yes.
You know, it should never go away.
No.
And if we start sort of getting complacent around it, then we're going to fall backwards. Yeah. So it's a case of all standing together and pushing the LGBT agenda. I guess some people
believe that just by simply parading, that is a political process, protest, because you're saying, I'm here and I'm queer or gay or whatever, and you can't get rid of me kind of thing. So
it is the roots of the parade.
That's the roots, and I think that's
it
the
is. Amazing and the importance of having trade unions as part of that parade. You know, we're really fortunate that we've got GMB as a main sponsor. You know, the roots of GMB and how they linked him with the LGBTQ community right from the very beginning is significant. You know, when the youngsters started the parades in London in 72, you know, it was the miners who went to go and support them. You know, and so the history,
the film Pride
So, you know, the trade unions play a massive part in this, and that sort of brings us back to, you know, what's it like in the workplace? And it opens it up, and you know, what's it like in schools, what's it like in the community on the high street.
So do you just have the main stage, or do you have like other like workshoppy bits, like you said, like
we've got the main stage, we've got a second stage as well, which is being sponsored by Western Hair Studio. It's a two-day event, like we've sort of mentioned. So, yeah, Amelia Lilly is headlining on the Saturday on the main stage. Sarah Alto on the Sunday. We've got the cabaret stage, it's the second stage. Community areas, we've got a quiet area.
Age-old question, is it ticketed? Do we need to get tickets?
It is ticketed, so it's £5 entrance on the gates.
Can I still buy it online at the moment?
You can still buy them online.
What about on the day, though? Does it stop online on the day?
It does. So as of tomorrow, 6 o'clock, all tickets will then only be available on the gate.
Cool. So go get one now.
Will there be a limited number?
Our capacity for Western Pride on both days, it's 5,000 on the Saturday, 5,000 on the Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We reached 3,500 last year, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Each year building on.
You might be expanding soon too then.
Who knows? And well done, Darren, for getting it down to the Downs. I went along and it was awesome.
Finally.
So loved it.
Yeah, he was very proud of that. It was quite emotional when he stepped down, to be honest. It was a real shame. But I can't blame the guy. I'm sure you know how tough it is to...
Well, I'm 6 years, so yeah. At 10 years, yeah, maybe I'll be looking at doing the same.
But for now, though, it is carrying on, and it will be there this weekend, and we will be there too, so do join us.
Awesome.
But for now, thank you both for coming in and talking to us. I'm sure we'll talk to you on air on the day, I hope, as well.
That'd be lovely.
You'll have to come join us while we're busy celebrating too. So. Yes,
beautiful. Thank you, Ed.
Cool. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
So how's that one, then?
I like that one, actually.
You do?
Yeah. That's I feel like a believer, so yes. I do like that song.
Imagine Dragons. I know. Unbeliever.
You're doing well today, Andy. You're impressing me.
Yeah, I really like Imagine Dragons.
I think they're a very powerful group, and they definitely get a strong message across. Like, every song has a powerful beat, so that's why I love it. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
He is a big fan of Imagine Dragons.
What, Andy?
Yeah.
Aw, bless you.
Yeah.
I thought that makes sense.
I haven't played him in a while, actually. I thought I would.
We were saying, weren't we, off mic, what a lovely voice.
Yeah, oh, Nigel God. Has. Honestly, that was like...
It was...
We turned the aircon up a little bit afterwards for Lara.
I was like, God damn.
Yeah, now that will sound good if you've got a hi-fi system turning up the bass really high.
Yeah, it was just like... Do you know, Morgan Freeman and all those, like...
Yeah.
So, let me guess. Let me guess. You want me to get him to do a shout-out jingle for us?
Oh, hi. No, for me. For me. I don't care. Not even for the rest of the radio show. Purely just my own satisfaction. Thank you.
Now, this section is what we call News Extra, which is where we take a look into the stories that are kind of like really up there at the moment.
Yes, and we touched upon it a little bit because Nigel was talking about, you know, the trade union backing for Western Super Mare Pride this Saturday, and me and Steph were talking a couple of weeks back about what we're going to do for News Extra this time, and we thought, you know, there was such corporate support, which was great for Bristol Pride. You know, about 30 businesses I counted with rainbow flags.
Nothing compared to London Pride.
And nothing compared to London Pride, of course, which is
quite interesting, because it's funny you point that out, because a lot of people have said to me they were really pleased with the fact that Bristol Pride wasn't like that.
Yeah, well, this is the sort of thing I thought we could talk about a little bit. You know, there's always been a contradiction and a tension in the movement between the kind of the sort of more radical wing and the political protest side and the corporate support. And that's always been there. If you look at the history of gay action groups,
I think it might be the fact that, because it depends on how the company's actually processing what they're doing. So it's in terms of, if back of house they're supporting their LGBT workers and they're supporting what they're doing and they're creating an environment that's inclusive to them, then yeah, all for it. Be at Pride because you are a Pride supporter. But to say that you are and then still not check the people within your company and still have, I don't know, LGBT people fearing coming out and in that's those situations, right. I don't feel like those should be supporters.
But do you think we're a little bit quick to jump to the conclusion that a the corporation is just an entity, and we forget about the fact that there are LGBT plus people who are running those as well?
But like,
and we just look at it and we go, big name brand sponsoring, oh, that's really bad.
But it's how that's true, but it's how, do we actually know how they're treating the LGBT people? That's the important bit. Like, I don't really mind if... I do mind about the commercialisation, because I feel like in that you lose the protest message. But also because of the fact that you need to treat your LGBT people, your staff, well. And if that's not being happening, or there's no... It's just at Pride that you're supporting us, but the rest of the year you're not, then I don't want you there. Kind of thing.
But I don't know anyone who goes and looks into it. I mean, the way I've always relied on it is, if it was that bad, surely the people working for that business would be the first ones that would turn around and go, well, hang on a sec, I don't know why they're not my company sponsoring this, because they're terrible.
You think they do that when they're employed by them?
They should do.
And I have to say, because I'm the LGBT forum chair for the organisation I work for, we actually pushed to get people from our HR department to go to Pride to say, actually, we wanted people to represent us, because lots of our sort of people from the LGBT forum either were already involved in other things, so it was nice to have some people that could go along and march with a flag of our organisation. So I think it's good to say that if you can get the organisation to back you.
As long as you're not bargaining parts of us off just for for the corporation name, then I guess it's good to have support. But I don't believe it's just for Pride. Like, I hate the fact that they have putting Pride flags just and Pride season. It's all year that we have to that's protest, and all year that we have to live our lives as this. You don't get to just come in the month of summer and then not the month of summer the month of Pride and
Pride season.
What do you think, Steffi? I don't know, like,
no, I think the balance is, it can be awkward. The Prides need corporate money to be able to run, because they need to be subsidised, because they can't charge the prices that they would have to charge. Look at Bristol Pride, it's £7. It is still officially, but they still try and charge them. Yeah. But they have to pay for all those acts and that entertainment. They had five stages, they had a circus tent.
Yeah.
That cost a lot of money.
Just and moving the first to the town was cost lots of thousands, Darren was telling us.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the first time they've had to get money to be able to do it. Did somebody... have we got interference on the line?
I have no idea.
No. That sounded like some interference.
It did. Maybe it was Radio Great Beyond.
Yeah, no, it was probably BBC.
Someone's trying to tell us something.
It was probably BBC Radio Bristol. they're jealous.
But yeah.
You've got to strike a balance, basically.
Yeah. I get your point. And I am sure there are some corporations out there who are just using it for the pure publicity stunt. But, you know, if we're going to strive to try and make sure that equality is there, you have to also look at it in a positive light and go, you look back 20 years ago, half the corporations would not have touched us with a barge pole.
Yeah, but then if there's companies that are still not like acknowledging their LGBT star, as in, like, it's also the struggle that black and trans women go through, and the fact that if there's not a complete supporting of our community, then what is half-hearted support, really? Like, is it, I know it's good, I know we need the money, of course we need the money, but
what if it's just because they're new to it and they're trying? and they're you know they're trying to be proactive. They're trying to show that they want.
Do you know,
to,
Andy? I'm sure
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
I'm sure M&S thought that making the rainbow sandwiches was a really good idea. Somebody in corporate M&S world thought that having the LGBT sandwich.
They missed a trick there, though, Steph, because most lesbians and pansexual people don't eat fish. So,
I don't mean, or vegan. Did they not do different sandwiches?
No, they just did one LGBT, like, which was a play on the BLT.
Yeah. And the B was bacon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of LGBT people who are vegetarians.
They didn't do their research.
Yeah, but
that's a good point. Oh,
aside from that, it was the amount of money that they gave generically to the LGBTQ community. It was 100,000. Now, that's pretty poor for the money that the M&S food division takes. Their food business is huge. And I think they were only embarrassed into that because they thought they were doing well. They had the rug pulled from under them. So it went wrong for them. Of course, you've got the big companies like Nike and the other trainer companies also jumping on the bandwagon, putting rainbow trainers out there. How do people feel about that?
So again, playing devil's advocate, though, are we saying it's all about how much they put into the community money-wise?
Yes, it is.
Why is it? Why is it about money?
We need support in money. Like, it's not like we have, like, basically trans
people. So you think M&S should pay you?
No, I'm not saying they should pay me. I'm saying pay into charities. Like trans youth and trans, a lot of trans communities need this money for operations, for their support, for therapy, which we don't have. We're still suffering. Like, so there's so many places and pots that they should be putting this money that they're not. So if they actually did their research, they realise which sections of our community need the most help. So it's not enough to just be like, oh yeah, let's make it rainbow. It's not. You have to support us, like, in terms of all of our struggles. It's not just some people.
I haven't got the stuff in front of me. You're saying it's 100,000. I thought it was only 10,000. I could be wrong. We should probably look at that. But nonetheless, that to some organisations would be a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Would be a help. I mean, why should the rainbow flag come with a price?
Because it comes with the price of life, though. It has come with the price of life for so many years. People die through the lack of support, through the lack of mentorship and things like that. That's what's important about it. It has come at a price. So we're saying, not saying you have to pay us or whatever, have your support, but also we do need support in terms of money. And if that's what you're going to give us, then it should be more of the percentage.
Could it be the pink dollar? Could it be that companies are just jumping on the bandwagon because
they know
there's a lot of money out there from the gay communities?
Well, there is.
There is, but if you look, for example, about the Nike trainer and the Nike 720, which is the rainbow trainer for this year, that really has generated an awful lot of discussion in America because people are saying, oh, they won't buy Nike shoes because of the fact that they're supporting the gay community. Now, that's quite interesting in its own right, because by saying that, Nike have actually said, we don't care if you're not going to buy our shoes, go and buy someone else's. We're going to support the LGBT community. They've done it with the black community.
That's a superb follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shows commitment.
I think it was Andy who mentioned to me last week that, was it Hargreaves Lansdown?
Yes.
Somebody tweeted them, say, well, if you're going to fly a rainbow flag, I'm not investing with you. And they said, why don't you contact us and then we'll move all your finances away. And that was a really good comeback, wasn't it?
That makes it sound quite tame. It was a horrendous rant on Twitter going on about how horrible they thought it was that they were sponsoring Bristol Pride and all of that. And Hargreaves Lansdown just put out a tweet saying, here is the number of our customer services. Please contact them and we'll arrange for your account to be transferred elsewhere.
But they didn't
pay for doing stuff like that. They are doing it because they're trying to show that's their policy.
Of course, but I think it's about not being exploited. Like, it's about not using us for your monetary gain. And if you were so committed to the cause, why wouldn't you put at least a higher percentage back into the people you're supposing that you're supporting? Do you know what I mean?
But I think those words that Hargreaves Lansdown used and what you said about the trainer company using, that's commitment.
Yeah, that is the commitment.
How much money? Money can't replace those words because they are huge corporations, those trainer companies. And by saying that's tough if you're straight and you're prejudiced because of religious reasons, maybe you're against the LGBTQ community, but we're standing by them, we're committed to that, go and buy your trainers elsewhere.
Yeah.
I think that's,
If you look at the other issues that Nike have had with three or four different trainers that they've released at different parts of the community, in America they were burning trainers because someone
still
said,
buying them though.
Well, no, but someone was burning. White people were burning trainers because they were being supportive of a Black Pride movement in America, and the fact that Nike turned and said, "Yeah, burn our trainers. Do what you like. You're destroying your own." To the product that
you've already
bought,
already paid us.
I think that is important.
But we're not going to stop you from doing
you're
it.
You're going to go buy some different Nikes and give us a bit more money when you burn your trainers.
But I think it's very easy to sit here and say words are easy to say. Yeah. They are easy to say. Like I can show support to you online. Doesn't mean I could be still murdering people at the back. Like it doesn't matter what I say.
It's a lot of difference.
But what I'm trying to say is if you aren't at the back of house doing what you're saying that you're doing at the front of house, then what is your true message? Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be supported by people that aren't doing the most that they can to support us.
The point I was trying to make is I've always thought of the flag as a thing to show your support, you know, and we wave it walking around town, you know, to say that we're here and that everybody's equal. It's hung from bars and clubs and pubs to show that they show their support and their place is equal. And I think for me personally, you're dead right. People should be investing back in. But I also like the fact that just by daring to do something like that and put it in the face of those bigoted people, when you walk in and you see a sandwich emblazoned with that same mark of equality saying we're here, we're not caring what you think, we're supporting them, to me means millions of pounds.
I agree, but as long as it's not great exploitation, I don't. Like, as long as it's not that key exploitation kind of route, then I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine.
And I think it was very interesting. I mean, personally speaking, I did, like Andy, I walked around town and it was nice to see rainbow flags
100%.
Flying. I did note one business flying the rainbow flag upside down. And I thought, you haven't done your research. I won't say who.
There's companies that fly the Union flag.
I'm sure, because you have to be careful, don't you? That's quite difficult to fly that one. But guys, this has been an absolutely fascinating discussion, as always. Thank you so much.
One that always invokes a lot of feeling, isn't it? But at least it's positive. We're talking about it. That's the main thing. So, anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening, as always.
We aren't going anywhere, though. If you want to catch up, check us out online at shoutout.lgbt.
Shoutoutradio.lgbt. And join us over on Wave Radio this Saturday when we will be broadcasting live from Western Superman Pride, like we told you we would be.
Details of how to listen in are on the website too.
Next week we catch up with Little Harriet, but for myself and the rest of the team, say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out
LGBT radio for you.